Welcome back to 770 CHQR and More Than Money. A little bit of a problem we have in this city, Rob.
It is?
It is a little bit of a problem. Have you seen how housing has been just going gangbusters?
I see them on my street and you see them off the same day. It's phenomenal.
It's been a long time since I've heard people from Ontario and British Columbia are actually buying property
in Calgary.
In Calgary. Mm-hmm. It's nice to hear.
It is. We're wanted.
We're wanted. It's nice to be wanted. But it's also a big concern. What if you want to buy? What if you want to sell? Is it the right time? Will this trend continue? Let's talk to our specialist, our expert on this, chief economist with the Calgary Real Estate Board, Anne-Marie Lurie. Anne-Marie, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so let's kick right off in regards to the housing market. What have we seen in the last month or so? What's going on, and what are your thoughts about where we're headed for in the near term? Let's call it for the spring and summer session.
So I think first thing we have to kind of put some perspective on is the sales activity. We have had exceptional sales through the start of this year. We hit an all-time record high in March. April's numbers were a little bit slower on sales, but still a record high for April. So demand has been exceptionally strong in the market. And at the same time, what we're seeing is that the supply just isn't keeping pace, right? So the listings that are coming on just haven't been enough. And we've been in very strong seller market conditions throughout the entire first quarter of this year and into spring. So what that's done is that has really caused some pretty significant price gains in the market. So we have seen quarterly gains or monthly gains that have been, you know, things that we haven't really seen since kind of before the financial crisis. So exceptionally strong price growth in the market, and it's because there just hasn't been enough supply. Now, as we move forward, we do know there's higher lending rates that are coming on the market. This is going to start to impact demand, but it's going to take some time before our market moves into what's kind of classified as more of a balanced conditions, because we need to still play catch up with all of this lack of supply in the market at the moment.
So do you see demand dropping because of interest rate changes and so forth? So that means the supply side is not as big of an issue, or is this 100% a supply issue?
Well, no, I mean, part of the reason why we're not seeing a lot of the supply there is because the demand has been, you know, exceptionally strong. So that's this record levels of demand that we're seeing. So it has been somewhat caused by demand. Now, even though we do expect that the demand will cool off from record levels, we do still expect demand to stay relatively strong. Because we got to think back, our economy is better than what it was doing kind of before the pandemic. We're seeing, you know, job growth. We're seeing people coming back to this province. I mean, we've had interprovincial migration. That's something that we haven't seen for some time. So those factors are going to still support a relatively strong housing market, although we just don't expect it to kind of keep pace with these record levels. So I think that's some of the important nuances to understand, that while demand is expected to slow a bit, this is not going back to what we kind of saw before COVID.
Emery, like driving around this city, I think we all start to wonder, who's buying these houses? Is it local demand, or is it people coming from all these other very inflated parts of the country, Toronto, Vancouver, that are starting to buy into Calgary?
There's a combination of both. Now, unfortunately, we don't really have good data on this, so a lot of it is anecdotal. We do hear from our membership that there is still a lot of people buying that are local, that, you know, some of those are first-time buyers. Some of those are taking advantage of the price gains and moving up in the market where they couldn't before. And we also hear that there is people who are coming from other parts of the country that are seeing the advantage to the Calgary market. I mean, when you look at the average detached home here, you know, prices, even though they've gone up as of late, they're still around $600,000 for your typical home. Well, you can't get that in Toronto, not for a detached home. So I think that's an important distinction and an advantage to Calgary, is that we are far more affordable. I mean, even our condo prices, I mean, it's important to note, condos haven't recovered yet from where they were in 2014 highs, right? So, you know, for somebody who's coming from out of our city or looking at our condo prices going, well, your typical condo is under $300,000, that is far more affordable than anything you can get in a lot of those markets.
Anne-Marie, I have a hard time seeing the future of the real estate market in Calgary. And here's my simple thoughts, and I'd like you to educate me on this one. The demand going forward would have to come from a multiple of areas. One, more people in Calgary making more money so they can afford a bigger home or more price. The number two, a higher demand of people coming into the province, into the city, which means more people chasing after less supply. Or number three, affordability, meaning interest rates going down. Those three indicators say to me, it doesn't look like it's going to continue to be like this. Are we in the Goldilocks period right now, that it's really good and then all of a sudden it's going to be cold again? Or do you see something, or educate me on maybe some of the other factors that I'm missing out on?
Okay, so first let's think about the supply factor. Now, us, unlike other markets, we can add supply, but it does take time. This is where the new home market comes in. We do see that building happens. We don't have necessarily the same land restrictions that other markets face. So our market tends to, that's why we tend to go through these cycles in our market more so than other places. Because as the demand improves, we do see that reaction on the new home side, and we see that supply come on. Now, it takes time. So that's when we think about that lag and what could happen. I do think that will help push us into a much more balanced level in terms of supply. I don't think we'll continue to face the supply restrictions that we're seeing today. And that will eventually help to impact the market and bring it into more balanced conditions. Now, on the demand side, we have gone through a significant adjustment. I mean, we've seen job losses, caused by the first pullback in the energy sector. Now, when we're looking at demand, I'm going, well, we're in a far better place today than we were. There is better job growth in Calgary. We're seeing more diversified employment growth. I'm seeing gains in professional and technical services. Those tend to be higher paid industries. So when I'm seeing growth in those sectors, does it speak to a boom? Not necessarily, but it does tell me that it looks at a market that is much more stable and better than what we've been doing. I think, again, some of the perspective is, if we think back to that period of 2015 to basically 2019, we were underperforming in real estate. We've had really, throughout that time frame, some of the slowest sales based off our population that we've ever seen. So I think that's an important distinction. So while we are facing higher rates, that is somewhat going to be offset by the fact that employment is looking better and better quality jobs are being created. Another offset to that as well is migration. We are, again, seeing that migration pattern improve again, something we haven't seen for some time. And those things can help offset it. Now, I don't expect conditions to stay like this. It is not normal to have an year-over-year price gain of 18%. That is not sustainable. I do believe that the new home market does respond, and we should start to see those levels start to kind of return to more normal growth patterns, which is what we would expect. So I don't expect to stay in this level that we're seeing today.
Really quickly, what would you say is the normal growth rate that we should be achieving over the long term in Calgary? Is it 2% growth, 4% growth? What would you say is normal?
I would say there really is a range. Typically, we expect to see like a year-over-year growth in around that 3-4% range, assuming everything else is growing at a normal pace. That's what we would traditionally see in our market. So long-term trends tell you should stay similar to the rate of inflation is really what housing is supposed to be doing. Now, that being said, inflation is a little higher, so those things can adjust a bit. But on the whole, that's what we would generally expect in the market.
Do you have any more questions you think we should ask this expert of ours? She's been doing great so far.
I would say we got a bit of minute left here. Any tips for someone looking to buy or sell right now? Any one major tip to look at?
I think it's really important to consider where you're looking. There is pockets in the market that have behaved a little differently. Obviously, if you're looking for some of that detached property in the lower price ranges, there really isn't much supply there. It's going to be a very competitive market if you're trying to buy in that sector. If you're looking for a higher priced home, you still have more supply choice than you would in the lower ranges. So I think for anyone who's transacting in this market, it's really important to understand what you qualify for, as well as what you're looking for and setting those expectations, just given the fact that there's a lot of competition out there. Mm-hmm.
Set the expectations. Great advice. Great information from the Chief Economist of the Calgary Real Estate Board, Anne-Marie Lurie. Anne-Marie, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
So, your real estate's going to grow at inflation. What about the rest of your portfolio? How do you make sure you profit and protect in everything that's going on so you can have the lifestyle you want? We're going to talk about our solution to that problem on our upcoming seminar, Rob.
Very common question. Join us Tuesday, May 24th, 7 p.m. This will be live online. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
What are the best market timing strategies out there? We'll talk about that and our view of it right after the break. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.